Well, a God morning to you, and welcome back to the God School. We're going to look at a psalm this morning from King David. He puts his finger on the heart of the matter. I'd like you to open your Bibles to Psalm 62. We have so many influences today. I think we rely on too many different things. I know I have, like you all, some problem with that. But David gives us a declaration today that I hope will strengthen your faith as it has mine. The psalm opens and says, "Truly my soul waits upon the God. From him cometh my salvation." Salvation, the scriptures declare, is a work of God. It's not dependent on my works or your works. It's not dependent on how good you think you are, or good I think I am, because I know better. I've been taught. It's not how righteous, it's not how wealthy, it's not how many toys you have, it's not so many things that we're told to look at in our lives that bring salvation. It's God. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. King James would tell us, my high place. New Testament says we are seated in Christ Jesus in heavenly places already. I shall not be greatly moved. We're going to address that in a little while. How long will ye imagine against a man? Will ye imagine mischief against a man? Who are you going to go around accusing? Ye shall be slain, all of you, as a bowing wall and as a tottering fence. That's something that's, you know, it's about to fall on you. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. Think about that. Man, oh man. The word politician comes to mind right now, and especially those extraordinarily deceitful ones. It's not a political message. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. This word being translated by the King James translators, expectation, is a simple word in the Hebrew. It's hope. For my hope is from him. Now, I want to give a little Hebrew word lesson here. In verse 1, and you should write this down. In verse 1, in verse 2, in verse 4, in verse 6, and in verse 9, they're all the same word. In the Hebrew, it's ach, ach. In other words, in verse 1, it should read truly, it should we read only my soul. Verse 2, only. Verse 4, only. Verse 5, only. Verse 9, it says surely. No, it's only. Let's continue. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my hope is from him. What have we hope for? We have hope of God's faithfulness to his promises. He is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. As he said, and so shall he do, and as he has spoken, so shall it be. Numbers 23:19. He only is my rock, my salvation. He is my defense. And now David says, I shall not be moved. In verse 2, claiming God is his rock and salvation and defense, he says, I shall not be greatly moved. Well, you know, I might be moved a little bit, but I won't be greatly moved. He's talked himself into this. He's gotten excited about it because he spoke about what God is to him. And he says, he only is my rock, my salvation, my defense. I shall not be moved at all. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a hope, is a refuge for us. Again, the word here is hope. God is a hope for us. Think about that. Selah. This phrase in the middle of verse 8, pour out your heart before him. This word being translated heart speaks of the inner man, the mind, the will, the heart. That new creation that we are in Christ Jesus gives us access to God. And it says in the New Testament, Peter tells us, cast your cares upon him, for he cares about you. Trust. The word in the Hebrew is betach. Means to lean on, to totally rely, that to lean upon a staff with the understanding that that staff will uphold you. God will uphold you. It says of Jesus Christ, he upholdeth all things by the power of his word. I first was exposed to this psalm by my pastor, Dr. Scott. I wrote something down after having listened to it, something that he had said. And he said this. He said, "We trust not God at all. If we trust not Him alone." Not in riches, not in health, not in a great job, not in any of those things that we encounter in this world, and as some would define as blessings of God. We rely in God and His word and His promises, because like David, we have come to know God's faithfulness. Only men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie, to be laid in the balance. They are altogether lighter than vanity. The word lighter is added by the translators, but I think in this instance, they added a proper word. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. God has spoken once. Twice have I heard this, that power belongs to God. And also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy. For thou renderest to every man according to his work. Now, there's a couple things that I'd like to point out here, because if you have any conscience at all, and the way this is translated, you might have some concern when it says, "For thou, Lord," speaking to God, "renderest unto every man according to his work." Ooh, I'd be in big trouble if that translation was correct, and so would you all. But the word being translated here, according to his work, is Mahaseah. Mahaseah. It's the work of Jehovah. You find the same word in being translated in the 60th chapter of Isaiah and other places. But we'll just go to this, try to give you some confirmation. Isaiah 60, verse 21 says, "Thy people shall be all righteous." Whew, righteousness is a gift of God. "They shall inherit the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands." Same word, Mahaseah, "that I may be glorified." As we said, salvation is a work of God. and to those to whom God has gifted faith, we rely on His work alone on us. Gene made another comment here, back to verse 11. God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth to God. Dr. Scott's comments were, power without mercy is brutality. Love without power is weakness. Power and mercy belongs to God. Only God is my rock. My salvation. Only my soul waiteth upon God, for from Him cometh our salvation. I hope you would say it with me. From Him cometh our salvation. And that is the God School for today.